We're continuing the Ein Yaakov. We're up to page Kuf Dalet Amud Beis 208 in the standard Ein Yaakov editions, the first wide line. Chachmei Yisrael, if one sees wise men of Israel, Omer, he says, Boruch shechalak mechochmato liriyav, blessed is he that gave of his wisdom to those who fear him. Chachmei Ovdei Kochavim, if one sees a wise person who's a pagan, Omer, Boruch shenitan chochmato levasar vadam. So then there's a different blessing. Blessed is he who gave of his wisdom to flesh and blood. You knew that? You see, Einstein, make a blessing. Probably for Clinton, you should make a blessing too. Not that I'm a big fan, but he is a big genius. What? What? Oh, that's a good question. I don't think so. I know he's Jewish.
Who?
I'd have to check. That's a good question. If you email me, I'll try to look it up. Because, I don't know. Because we say lead Reyav to those who fear him. Even though he was Jewish, he wasn't an observant Jew. I don't know if you'd call him a person who fears God. I don't know. I'd have to check. If you remind me, I'll try to check. But maybe Yireyav is a term for all the Jewish people. And then he falls under that category. He's part of the Jewish people. I don't know. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lolam Yishtadel Adam Latzet Likat Malchei Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan taught, remember Rabbi Yochanan had 10 children. Rabbi Yochanan compiled the Jerusalem Talmud. All 10 children died in his lifetime. The youngest one melted to death as he was standing there. He fell into a boiling vat. Lolam Yishtadel Adam Latzet Likat Malchei Yisrael. So Rabbi Yochanan taught, a person should always attempt to go out and see Jewish kings, ולא לקראת מלכי ישראל בלבד, לאפילו לקראת מלכי עקום. Not only Jewish kings, non-Jewish kings too. שאם יזכה יבחין בין מלכי ישראל למלכי עקום. So that if he merits to see the Messiah, he merits to see the honor the Messiah is going to get, he'll know to appreciate how much that honor is greater than the honor he just saw over here. It was a month and a half ago. I was standing by Geshem Eterim waiting for a bus. No traffic's moving. I asked the cops, what's going on? Putin's coming to town. You guys remember Putin was here a month and a half ago, 2 months ago? The president of Russia? What is he, prime minister, president? Putin. Okay, so I could have hopped on a taxi, but I said, no, let me fulfill this Gemara. Let's see what honor they do for Putin. So no, I wasn't too impressed. The president of the United States, that's already impressive. No, what did they have? That the motorcade was nothing. They had two or three vans, two or three Mercedes, then his stretch limousine, another stretch limousine for some other nobles, and another two or three cars. Big deal. The president of the United States comes. You know, they bring motorcycles. There's a whole long motorcade. Here it was like pretty depressing. Okay, I was expecting something impressive. No, but it was interesting because maybe we'll see the Gemara in a second. It's very similar to this Gemara now. Rav Sheshet Zagina Horava. Rav Sheshet was blind. Everyone went to greet the king. So Rav Sheshet went along. He's blind. So one of the apostates found Rav Sheshet. He said to him, I understand why the pitchers go to the river to draw water. But the broken pitchers, what are they going for? In other words, it was telling him, blind old man, what you coming for? You're not going to see anything anyways. So Rav Sheshet said, okay, let's see who sees more. I bet you I'm going to know better than you what's going on. Chalaf gunda kamaita, kikav sha, amale chalif malka. So the first group of troops came charging by in honor of the king, and the apostate tells him, the king's passing now. Amale lav. So Rav Sheshet told him, no, he isn't. Chalif achriti, again, a second group of, a second battalion came forward with their soldiers and on their horse and all the noise. And again, amale chalif malka, again the apostate says to Rav Sheshet, the king's going by now. Amale lav. So Rav Sheshet said, no, he isn't. Atait lita davashatka. And then a third battalion came quietly. So then Rav Sheshet said to him, now the king came. So the apostate said, you're right. So he asked him, Rav Sheshet, how'd you know? He said, because the kingdom down below is like the kingdom up above. It says when Elio was standing by the mountain, and Hashem appeared, so there was a thundering noise and thunder and lightning and a whirlwind, and afterwards fire, and after fire there was a quiet, and then in that quiet Hashem appeared. So the kingdom up above is like the kingdom down below is like the kingdom up above. So I knew that when the quiet comes, that's when the king comes. So with Putin, it wasn't exactly like that. I was waiting to see. They had sirens before him. He was just like three cars behind them. You didn't have this like silent effect. I was waiting to see if it would be that way. Okay. Kiat Amalka patach Rav Sheshet v'amar Baruch. So Rav Sheshet made a blessing over the king. Amal evchilo chazit eichim mevarchit. So the pastor said to him, you don't even see what you're making a blessing over. Okay. Umay ava aledu umina. What happened to that apostate? Ikadami chavru hi kachlinu leinei. Some say that he got in his friend's nerves and his friends pulled out his eyes, gorged out his eyes. He spent the rest of his life blind too. And others say that Rav Sheshet gave him a look and he became a pile of bones. Which, that's what Chazal say, that sometimes a person can give another person, call it an ayin hara, or when someone big looks at someone and they're upset at them, so that can have an impact to the point where that person can drop dead from it. I don't know if it means literally that moment. When Chazal used that term, he became a pile of bones. But that's the idea. There's a discussion among the commentaries how this works. Maybe one day we'll discuss it at greater length. Now it's time for supper.